Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. We are back.
We are?
They've allowed us back on the air against the FCC's better wishes, I assume. Jim has to go back in the infirmary after that call.
How long is the suspension?
What do you think? 60 days?
Nah, that's too long for Jim. I was thinking the rest of the week.
Jim let out
until Friday, until next time I'm on.
Jim let out a naughty word on the air. We assume that it did not make the air. But if you experience some abruptness to that last segment, that is why. And I think it's okay to say that, right? Full disclosure kind of thing?
Yeah, it's all right. I feel bad for Max. He's having a heart attack over here. But nothing you can do about
Max
it. I think he got it. I think he did a good job, Max. And what else? Nothing else you can do.
Max is doing an amazing job, not getting nearly enough credit for running the board, answering the phones, producing, engineering. He's literally doing it all.
Yeah, he's a little busy.
There would be no us without Max.
No, not at all.
Is that fair to say?
Oh, no question.
What have you been thinking of Mike Furches' music so far today?
I like the first one. I don't know the other ones.
You didn't know Turn, Turn, Turn by the Byrds? Haven't you ever
seen... Was that the one that just came on?
Yeah.
I didn't have my headset on. I didn't hear it.
Forrest Gump. You've seen that movie, right?
I have seen Forrest.
It's a good
friend
player.
Of mine. Oh, solid player.
Good player.
Did a little bit of everything. Did a little bit of football.
Good football
ping
player.
Pong,
good ping pong
good
player.
Shrimper.
Yeah.
Bought an apple early. I mean, he did a good job.
I read the other day where that was a continuity error, that Apple's stock had not gone public by the time he received that letter indicating him of his purchase.
So, really?
Yeah. Does that ruin the movie a little bit for you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
You going to tell your kids next time it comes on, Apple wasn't for sale yet?
No, why would I say that? What's the point? Just to point out a wrong?
Kill their innocence
a little bit? That means nothing? There's no point in pointing out a wrong that's meaningless?
It's meaningful in a way.
In what way? It's meaningless. It's part of a movie.
And did you know
Do you think that movie was true?
Did you know Forrest Gump actually never played for the University of Alabama?
Well, that's probably, yeah.
There's no record of a Forrest Gump ever playing for the University of Alabama.
Well, I don't think it was really based on a true story.
Or, really?
I don't think so.
Thought maybe.
Did you think it was?
I kind of did.
Did you?
No.
Well then, see, it doesn't matter. Meaningless situation.
So
doesn't matter that they bought an apple early, because
really, the
whole thing is just a show. Like that stuff doesn't matter.
Okay,
that's my point. That's
but
my theory.
It was
trying
to be somewhat historically accurate. So in that sense, maybe it does matter.
It was trying to be historically accurate.
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so, Jeff. You the man.
Do you want to take a Canada quiz as our time to play the game today?
No, not really.
What do you want to do then?
Canada quiz?
What game do you want to play?
What's a Canada quiz?
A quiz about Canada.
We could try. It's going to be tough. But I'll put in an effort.
Max, play the music.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
My gut feeling about this for you is that it's not going to go well in general.
No, but usually in games that you set up for me do not go well.
No, I'm not saying you'll do poorly. I'm just saying the effort that we're making, it's not going to go well.
No, it's not.
It's going to be a little bit of a train wreck.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's
I can see that already.
Before we play the game, because again, I don't think it's going to go well, let's talk about Game 7 tomorrow night in Boston. The Blues and the Bruins, St. Louis and Boston, two just traditional, always win cities. Do you have a gut feel? Do you have a preference? Where are you at for Game 7? I mean, I know where you'll physically be at my house, But where are you at mentally, emotionally?
I have a preference for St. Louis. I know Max is really, really excited about that because he doesn't care who wins. No, probably not, right? Absolutely none. He has none. Doesn't care if the Bruins lose. Anyways, I do like St. Louis. I said before the series started, I'm cheering for St. Louis, but if I had to put money on it, I'd put it on Boston. But going into game seven, I am...
What?
Max.
What'd I miss?
Did the Boston Bruins logo and put it on his shirt.
Nice.
Just wrote it on there. So obviously he's cheering for Boston. I'm picking St. Louis. It's going to be if Binnington or Tuukka Rask, depending on who's hot.
Guys.
They've both been pretty good. The goaltenders for each team. I like St. Louis's story. I know Craig Berube very little, but I know him a little bit.
You know
coach
him a little.
Of St. Louis.
Where
met him years ago. He's back in Alberta.
Is this a story time with Duda segment?
No, I don't know him at all like that. I met him once for. We kind of hung out for about an hour. He wouldn't remember, and we weren't really hanging out together. There was
kind of like me with Don Henley.
There was like four or five of us. But anyways, so I'm cheering for St. Louis. It's a game seven. Anybody can win one game. I know it's in Boston. St. Louis has been good on the road. It should be a great game. I can't wait to watch it. Nothing like a game seven in any sport.
Where
but,
will you
but
watch
in
it,
hockey.
Honestly? When you said earlier that maybe you'll watch it with me. I know you were doing that for show. Is there even a 1% chance?
There is a 1% chance, but I know we have something going from 6 to 7 tomorrow. So it just depends on when we get back.
All right.
That's honestly what's going on.
Okay.
That's
well,
it.
I won't
that's
count
it.
On it, but I will cross my fingers. We're going to have leftover Pizza Hut pizza.
Sweet. You better make sure Shannon's okay with that.
Yeah, it'll be good. I think it should be okay. All right, where would you go if you wanted to see a whale? Alberta, British Columbia, or Saskatchewan?
British Columbia.
Is that right?
Yes, because it's the only team that, or only place that could possibly have a whale on the West Coast. I highly doubt there's going to be a whale in the middle.
Why are there no,
in the middle of the country?
Why are there no whales in Sexsmith?
Are you serious, Jeff?
Because there's no, it's inland? Is that what you're
yes.
trying to tell me? Okay.
Yes. So I got one. Pretty good. That's better than last time we played this
there's
game.
There's 50 questions here. We're not going to go through all of them, of course. But
I should have did this for you is what I should have did.
If you wanted to see a loon, where would you go?
A loon?
Yeah. A farm, a lake, or a forest? Really?
Farm, a lake, or a forest?
To see a loon.
I don't know. Forest?
No, that's incorrect. It's
that was
lake.
Max's. That was Max's. Well, it's a bird. Is it not a bird?
I don't know. What
I believe it's a bird. Yeah, it's because it's what's named after the loony. I think.
Name Canada's three territories.
Oh, that's tough because they changed them since I've been gone.
Well, try.
No, I can't. I don't know them.
Just try.
Yukon.
Sure. You know the other one that ends with territories.
The Northwest Territories.
And what's the other one?
I don't know what the other one is when they split it in half. I know they just. I know they split it in half.
You already said Yukon Territories.
No, I know, but it's a. I don't know. What is it?
Nunavut.
Nunavut.
You Nunavut. Nunavut.
I should have Nunavut. I should have.
That's when does Canada celebrate its national day?
July 1st.
That is correct.
July 1st. We just. July 1st and 4th. So when we go up, we always go back home that week. So we get both of them while we're back
in Canada. I have a question for you. Remember when you were on the show, was it Friday?
Thursday.
Thursday, you were on the show with me, and you said you were going out of town on Tuesday, and you couldn't talk about it until you got back.
Oh, that's right.
And we seemed to get a little indication when Max called and said you were doing some caddy work. Is that what that was about?
No.
Where'd you go?
I can't tell you.
What do you mean?
I can't tell you.
You told me you would.
I can't. I went to Omaha.
For what?
Meet a buddy of mine and go golfing.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Just made it more fun, you trying to figure it out.
No, I wasn't really trying to figure it out. I just thought there might be an interesting story behind it.
No, really? Not. There's
so
no interesting story.
So that's what you did
story.
This weekend?
Partly.
How'd caddying go on Friday?
It was fine.
How'd your guy do?
They won.
Did you get a little extra?
No.
What?
Maybe.
They didn't break you off?
That doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with it.
It does. Of course it does. What? No. Why are you just caddying for fun?
No.
You're caddying for a little extra cash, right?
Nope.
Then why are you caddying?
Just I enjoy it.
What is wrong with you right now? Are you just trying to push my buttons right now? Because it's working.
Possibly.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Stop. We're on the radio right now. You have to bring a
Give
little...
Give me some more. I want some more Canadian questions. You have to bring I was a actually energy. Enjoying that. Let's
go. Why were you so shutting down about that?
I don't know. Just because it bothers you.
That's the only reason.
Yes.
So I'll make bad radio so Jeff is bothered.
Well, I think probably people think it's fun when you get bothered.
Name the easternmost province of Canada.
That'd be, is it Nova Scotia or Newfoundland? Even the most province?
Easternmost province of Canada.
Or is it include the Maritimes?
It's a province.
Easternmost province would be Quebec.
Well, then it includes the Maritimes.
Like so Nova Scotia or Newfoundland?
Well, it's Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Did you say go. Land in Canada? Newfoundland?
Newfoundland. What is it supposed to be?
Newfoundland.
Yeah, oh, it's Newfoundland.
Canada is surrounded. Nah, that's too easy. Some of these questions are too easy. You should get them. Which city is home to North America's largest mall?
Edmonton.
Have you ever been?
Lots. The kids love it. It's their favorite place to go in Canada.
It has an indoor little water park.
It's not little. The wave pool is the size of 2 football fields.
It's amazing. I'm looking right at it right now. That's incredible.
The water slides are, what are they? They're like
they're 8, long.
10 stories high.
It's incredible.
It's a blast, man.
It sounds like it would be fun.
They got an indoor hockey arena. They got
they do?
3 mini golf courses. They have an indoor amusement park with roller coasters and you name it. And they're not little roller coasters. I mean, these are huge.
They're legit. Is what you're saying.
It's a great place to go. Awesome to stay. I mean, we take the kids and from 9 to 9, it's just we're running.
What do you do in that time?
I'm chasing the kids around.
That's tough.
The water park's a blast. I love going there. Wave pool's fantastic. Can't get the kids out of there. They got like 16 theaters in there if you want to go catch a movie.
Really?
Restaurants numbered. I don't even know how many restaurants.
Well, next
in there.
Time you go, do you mind?
You want to slide up?
Yeah, I'll help watch the kids. I'll wrangle them up for you a little bit.
And it's really not that expensive to go in to do all that stuff. Like for 2 days for all 4 of us, it's like $300, and it gives you everything. You get the sea lion show. You get to go to you get passes to the park. You get to go skating. You can go do mini golf. You
Amazing.
Can go bowling. They got a bowling. It's nuts. It's crazy. You'll never get it all done in 2 days. Never. Ever.
But now, again, next time you go, you need a little extra security presence for those kids.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
I really am offering my services.
You're here. Offering. Well, that's nice. We're not going this year, though.
You can keep that caddy money, too. Don't even worry about it.
Good.
My treat. Which city hosts North America's largest single-day parade?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, you're not going to get that.
Vancouver.
Toronto. It's the Carabina Pride Parade.
Figured it probably should have been Toronto.
Which Canadian city ranks as the most educated in the country, and we can immediately eliminate Sexsmith? You brought that IQ level down 3 or 4 points. Just the
is
average
it a major city? Or is
yeah.
It, I'll say Winnipeg.
Ottawa.
No, okay. All right.
Where was the first North American YMCA?
Really?
Aren't you supposed to know these things? Aren't you a citizen?
How do you know these things?
Are you a citizen of the United States of America?
No.
Oh, boy.
I'm an illegal alien.
That's fun. Are you interested in becoming a citizen?
I'm not sure.
You have to take the test, and that's going to be a real issue for you.
You think? I had to take a bunch of tests to get my card that I got and pay a bunch of money.
Really?
Oh.
Well, become a citizen. We'll have a little thing. Can you get that done within the next year?
No, you can't.
Why?
You can't. Because it takes longer than that.
Well, we want to have a celebration for you.
Well, why don't we just have a celebration anyway?
We want Jason Duda, American. That would be a fun show to do, I think.
Yeah, I'll do it so we can just get to have a show. That makes sense.
Come on, Jeff. The rest of these questions are something.
Yeah.
Canada's tallest mountain. What do you have?
Canada's tallest mountain. It's got to be in the Rockies.
It's in the Yukon, actually.
Oh, up there. That's right. I keep forgetting about that spot way
up
there.
Yeah, that's Canada.
And I don't know.
Still.
I don't even know what it. I have no idea what it'd be called.
You struggle to associate yourself with that. Area
I
of
don't
Canada.
Know what it would be called.
Mount Logan. I'm gonna let
Logan.
You get one before we take a break. 80% of the world's supply of what comes from Canada?
80% of the world supply. Logging? No, it's going to be the logging.
An actual thing that you put on pancakes.
Oh, syrup.
Yeah, maple syrup.
80%? Really?
80%. Canada's a big country, man.
Oh, there's a lot of syrup up there. No question.
Yeah, a lot of maple trees, a lot of maple leaves.
And that's where we get it from.
Leaves. Exactly.
I don't think you get it from the leaves.
Probably not.
No,
I don't
think you get it out of the tree.
No, I get it.
Oh, you do?
I get that there are leaves, but there are leaves on the tree. Goodness gracious.
Oh, it's painful.
Bizarre that I have to explain these things. You coming up with our World Series of Face-Off category?
No.
All right, well, we need two callers.
Maybe.
Nonetheless. Well, think about it. We got a few minutes. 869-1240, our second World Series of Face-Off qualifier of the day. We hope that you want to play and that you can get in right now. Call us if you want to qualify for the World Series of Face-Off. We'll be back. It's Duda and Lutz on the drive.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.